We're doing it. Making a podcast. My name's Daniel. This is episode one of my podcast, Solely Talking. It's a podcast where I talk about sneakers. This came to be mainly because, well, I like to talk about sneakers. I know a lot about sneakers, but I don't get to talk about them as much as I want. Mainly just because not many people want to listen, which is fair. I mean, like, people will listen out of politeness and being kind. But, yeah, they don't listen as much as I want to talk. So, I decided to make a podcast after a suggestion by a family member. So, I'm making one. No expectations here at all. Achievement for me would to have... Would be to have one consistent listener, which would probably be my Uncle Kent, who told me he'd listen to each episode. I've really got not much going on, so this should be fun. Quick intro about me. My name's Daniel. I live in Ohio. Light sneakers. I play baseball. My true size for sneakers is 9.5, but I usually, if they run small or narrow, I'll wear a 10. Keep that in mind if you want to send me a pair of sneakers. That'd be dope. If you want to send me anything, I wear a true medium for shirt, but I like oversized fits. So if it doesn't already fit oversized, I'll buy a large and wear a large. My favorite shoe of all time is the Jordan 3. I like the white cement colorway the best. I think it's just awesome. That's my favorite sneaker. Yeah, it's sweet. So we're gonna get into this. We're just gonna start episode one, right? Yeah, so we're just gonna start talking about some sneakers. Mainly how I decide what sneakers to talk about. I think I'm just gonna go on StockX and scroll down to trending sneakers and talk about the first ones I see. It'll be a little bit of my opinion, a lot of info, and any history I know. So we'll see how much I actually know, because I think it's a good amount. Quick thing about StockX, my opinion on StockX. Well, StockX is a reselling and buying site for apparel, sneakers, accessories, etc. A great site. I mean, it has been in the past. I have the app. I have an account. I personally haven't sold anything on it. It's run by Scott Cutler, who started running it in 2019, I think. Yeah, I think it was right before COVID. 2019. You'll hear a lot of negativity about StockX right now, mainly because this year, it was a rough year for them. Scott Cutler admitted to selling that StockX sold fake sneakers to people without telling them, which is a big no-no, because when you go to buy anything off StockX, it's about $80 to $100 extra dollars, because they promise you it's authentic, and each sneaker you buy is checked and authentic, and there's no returns. Or there wasn't up until a couple months, weeks ago. I forget when they added it. But now you can return on StockX, mainly because they admitted to selling fakes. Because they sell fakes, Nike has sued them, or they're in the middle of a lawsuit. So go check that out if that's something you're interested in. But off the bat, I don't endorse any brands or anything, but I don't love StockX for buying anything off it, just personally. Nothing against it. I just don't love buying things off it. But it does have great info. It keeps you up to date about pretty much everything you want to know about sneakers. And it shows you what's trending, what's not. It's a good app to have, and it's also a great, it averages all the prices of a sneaker before it adds all of its authenticity fees and all of that. It will show you the average price of that sneaker in all sizes, which is a, if you ever go to buy really in person, or, you know, trade a sneaker with someone, they'll usually pull up StockX, and they'll, that number you see, the original number before they add all the fees, that's the number the sneaker usually will go for on the resale market. So that's good. If you have StockX and you want to follow along with what I'm talking about, that'd be cool. It's a good idea. All right, StockX, scrolling down, trending sneakers. Oh boy, first one I see, Jordan 1 Retro Low, the new ones, the Velvet Browns. These are cool. They're a Travis Scott Jordan collab. They were released this year in December, I believe. Yeah, there's been a lot of Travis Scott collabs. This year there alone, there's been three. The medium olives in September, and then the canary yellows in May. And then these would be the third, which is the Velvet Browns. They're cool. I don't hate... Oh, and the Jumpman Jets. The Mocha Jumpman Jets were also released in November. Were also released in November. So, four collabs this year from Travis Scott with Nike. I don't hate it. I feel like there's just been a lot of Travis Scott recently. This sneaker retailed for $150. The average right now is looking at $317. Don't hate that. $1,857 have sold in the last 3 days. That's crazy. Compared to Travis Scott's, it's a cheap shoe. $300 is not that much when we're talking about Travis Scott's. And it's cool. It almost looks to me like the Phantoms. Obviously, the Phantoms are all black with the iconic white stitches. This is all velvet brown, you could say. I see some cool materials in there. I don't know a ton about this sneaker, to be honest. Just by looking off on it, my first impression is that I wouldn't personally wear this. The sneakers the laces it shows on StockX are these almost lighter brown laces, which I think are really cool. But because the rest of the sneaker is the same dark brown, from far away, you're not going to be able to tell it's this sneaker, except for, I guess, what's going to become the iconic light brown laces. There it is. There's the word. Yeah, don't hate them. Don't love them. 317. I don't know. This is like the, well, I don't know, 40, 30, if I'd had to make an estimate. Guess 30th. Nike collab, Nike Travis collab, you know, the first one being those Air Forces in 2017, the Air Forces, those were sweet. I don't even know how much those are going for. Then you had those weird ones, the Trunner LS's or whatever. Then you had the fours, the CJ fours, the purple fours, and then the olive fours. And the AF sales. Sorry, I'm kind of just going off on a tangent. But point is, there's a lot of collabs, and I think they're getting worse and more predictable. Like, I don't know. The first, what would that be? Turners, fours, AFs, tanks. Yeah, the first four sets of collabs Travis Scott did were all these really cool, unique shoes. And then the fifth one being, I think it was the fifth. The fifth one being the first Air Jordan 1, which was the Mocha in 2019. That one obviously got so much press. You see it all over. They're sweet. I love them. But after that, Nike, it almost feels like Nike was like, yeah, these work, so we're just going to make Jordan 1. You know, the Jumpman Jack this November and the first release last year, I mean, that's a cool new silhouette we haven't seen, but we're going right back to the Jordan 1, which I don't hate. It's just like, give me something new. I feel like Travis Scott and Nike collabs are almost born on this idea of being different, you know? Look at those, yeah. Each shoe, they do something crazy. You have like the backwards swoosh. That was crazy. It was the first Jordan, I think. Fat check me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the first Jordan to have brown suede on it. So that's also just new and exciting. And now we're seeing the same old repetitive browns, greens, colors with the Jordan 1. And I know that's hard to say, having the canary yellows, which are a very bright colored shoe, coming out last May. But I don't know, it's still a Jordan 1. I just think it's repetitive. I personally will not be buying this sneaker. If you like Travis Scott, go ahead, buy it. It's only 317. The canaries are averaging at like 200 right now. But the OG colorways, you know, have like, I shouldn't say OG, the original older Travis Scott colorways, the mocha, the reverse mochas, those are still going for like 1800, 1500, and it's because they're so good. And I feel like Nike just can't repeat it, and they shouldn't release anything until they're certain they'll have something that can stand next to the Mocha Highs, the Fragment Highs, the AF1s, the CJ Blues, the CJ4s. You know, they're sweet. So that's my opinion. Yeah, I think they should cut it down. I mean, obviously they can't go back and not release these shoes, but like, give me the Mochas, give me the Air Maxes, give me the 4s, give me the AFs. That's it. Maybe the Fragments, they're okay. Like, that's all you need. And I'd be so on board for Travis Scott Jordan or Travis Scott Nike collabs. That's my personal opinion. Yeah, I don't have much more to say about that. Next sneaker on the trending sneakers list. We got Nike SB Dunk Low, the Wizard of Oz Poppy Field collabs. These are sweet. I love them right off the bat. Just looking at them, they're epic. It's a collab with the Wizard of Oz. They just released in December for 135. Right now they're averaging at 158, so not too high above retail. They're cool. It's a collab with the Wizard of Oz from the Poppy Field scene where Dorothy and the other three are put under the magical spell. And Nike said that the design is meant to like look like that magical. Yeah, it's meant to look magical, like the spell they were put under. And it's really cool. It's a sweet print. I love them. I think they're cool. I personally won't be picking these up. I just can't see myself wearing them. And I'm not a huge Wizard of Oz fan. Just saw Wicked. I liked Wicked with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. It was sweet. I saw it with my family. I enjoyed it. This shoe, even though it just dropped not too far after John Chu's Wicked, it's not affiliated with Wicked. Obviously, it pays homage to it since it's a Wizard of Oz shoe, but it's affiliated with Wizard of Oz, not Wicked. I think that's a good distinction. They're cool. Yeah, not much more to say. I mean, 1,700 sold in the last 3 days. They're popular. A lot of Wizard of Oz fans out there. I did hear about a secret, not secret since I've heard of it, but another layer, which is red leather. So under, if you're looking at this shoe with me, under this crazy colorful print, the layer under it is a red leather layer. So I could see people cutting into them, making cool, even cooler designs. I personally wouldn't do that. I wouldn't cut into these. I think they're cool as is. The design Nike created is just, it's sweet. Yeah, I like it. I think it comes with another pair of insoles, I think I heard. Yep, extra insoles. That's cool. Yeah, I think it's a solid design. On the back panel, it says No Place Like Home embroidered into it. I like that. I think it's a great collab. Good shoe. Nothing too special. Nothing I'd put up on my wall. But if you're a Wizard of Oz fan, I personally think they did. I think it's a good collab. All right, next on the list. Jordan 11, Jordan. Oh, Jordan 3. Jordan 3 Retro OG Blatt Cements. Nike did another retro of the Blatt Cements. This is the fifth retro they've done. The original was, the OG was in 88. it's a Tinker Hatfield colorway. It's one of the OG colorways along with the White Cement, True Blue, and Fire Red. This is the fourth Black Cement colorway. After 88, Nike did retros, oh boy, 94, and then 01, 11, and 18, I believe. I know they did 18 and 11. I think the other ones were 01 and 94. Fact check me if you want. But yeah, this being the fifth retro that Nike's done of this shoe, I've already said it's my favorite. Jordan 3 is my favorite sneaker of all time. And this one's sweet. Yeah, it, just some history that I know about the shoe. I already said the other retros. A few days after originally released in 88, Jordan wore them. Michael Jordan wore them when he won his first All-Star Game MVP, which is some cool history. But yeah, talking about the latest retros. These were released in November of 2024 for $220, which I think is a good price. Right now, the average sale is $173. So if you're in the market for some new sneakers, I highly suggest these retros. Some other stuff Nike's done with them. I believe this year they released the Jordan 3 Black Cement baseball cleats. I love baseball. I play baseball. The cleats are sweet. They go for $190, I know, on Nike's app. They're epic. I think they're awesome. I love that Nike's given some more attention to some stylish baseball cleats. They match with the Black Cement gloves. I don't know how much those are. I think like $25, $35. They're also really cool. So they've done a lot with this shoe this year, and I love this new retro. I think it pays homage perfectly to Tinker Hatfield's original design, and yeah, I personally think it should be a top sneaker of the year. Top sneaker. StockX every year does a list of the best drops, the best sneakers of 2024. They already released theirs this year in early December. It was a good list. That another reason I liked StockX. They have some. They give you some good information. The top 10 they released, many sneakerheads would agree with you. They had, the number one was the Bred Reimagined, the Jordan 4 Bred Reimagined. I won't talk about those. They're good. I wouldn't put them number one. I'd probably put these Black Cements number one. Maybe put the 4s number two, which was the Futura, the Lab Bleached Dunks, which were back in the summer. They released those. But they also, good shoes. I won't get into those lists. Maybe in a week I'll do my own top 10 best sneakers of the year. But needless to say, I think the Black Cements were cool. All right, I think that'll do it for StockX, my little StockX run today on the trend in sneakers. Last part of this episode, which I think I'll also do pretty consistently on my podcast, is talk about me. Talk about what sneakers I have just gotten. My latest pickup this year, or my latest pickup, is the Nike Anti-Hero Blazer collabs. So I'm going to review them for you. I mean, it's a great collab. Before I go too far into it, just looking at the bots, I saw a white bot, a sale bot is what they called it. It was a white bot with a like light blue Nike logo, I think I saw. But this, the one I got, I think that was just a special bot if you got them off sneakers. The one I got, which was from the Nike website, is a purple bot. I mean, it's cool. It's just a normal SB bot. Sweet. Open it up. The wrapping paper. Yeah, we're going step by step. The wrapping paper has this really cool and fluid wood design on them. I don't know if that means anything. I should probably look into that, but I think it's cool. Unwrapping, looking at the sneaker itself. Oh yeah. Again, if you want to follow along and just look up what the sneaker looks like, that'd be cool. It's awesome. It's sweet. The Blazers are in a rough green and yellow colorway. It's this rough green suede with a yellow swoosh and accents, and it's awesome. On the back tab, they have this really cool embroidered font that says Anti-Hero in Nike SB. The ton also has GT on it for Grant Taylor, who we'll talk about. But yeah, it's a nice shoe. I don't wear blazers usually. I actually dislike blazers. But I bought these size 10 because they run narrow and run small. So I bought them in size 10 because I thought they were a sweet colorway. Yeah, I'm happy with the pickup. Looking at the sole is like legitimately what got me. It's so cool. It's a cool piece of history. If you look on the sole, it has this really cool translucent cover, and under it is this really colorful, which looks just like a splatter. It looks like just cool art, but I believe it is zoomed in. It's a zoomed in picture of the eagle, of Anti-Hero's eagle board. Well, Grant Taylor's Anti-Hero eagle board. I guess I should talk about that. The collab Anti-Hero, if you don't know them, they're a skateboarding company, which is cool. They were founded in 95 by Julian Stranger, who's a famous pro skateboarder, and he founded Anti-Hero. I was kind of shocked they did a collab with Nike. Anti-Hero is known for being against mainstream brands like Nike and kind of counterculture, almost like rebellious, as many skateboarding brands are, which is cool. I've never had any of theirs. I don't skateboard personally, but when I heard they were doing a collab with Nike, I was like, huh, that could be cool, because Nike's a mainstream clean brand and Anti-Hero is known as more of a rebellious rough brand, and I think the collab they chose to do is sweet, and I think it combines those two very different aspects together very well. Yeah, so that's a little bit about Anti-Hero. You heard me mention Grant Taylor. He's a skateboarder. It's actually a double collab, so it's Nike SB with Grant Taylor with Anti-Hero. So Grant Taylor, his signature shoe is the Blazer. He's a famous skateboarder. His dad was Thomas Taylor. I don't know if you know him. He won the Skateboard of the Year in like the 2010s, early 2010s, whenever that was. So his son, Grant Taylor, famous skateboarder, signature shoe, Blazer. He's known around the Nike market, but also his boards are Anti-Hero. So I think that's how Nike and Anti-Hero got acquainted, is through Grant Taylor. And these are sweet. I don't know. I mean, I don't skateboard, so I'm not going to test them or anything. But if you want to look up that review, you can. Just looking at the design, I think it's a great colorway. I love the colors. I think they can do a good with some really cool outfits. And I'm excited to wear some blazers. They come with three different kinds of laces. They have white laces, this gold lace, which matches the gold on the sneaker, and then they have the laces they come laced up with, which are these green ones, which I like. They're a little thicker. They have some nice end tabs. I think they'll look really cool. Yeah, that's my latest pickup. I'm really happy with it, and looking forward to wearing them. I think they'll be comfy. Anti-Hero did another collab. So when they released these, they also released an all-white Anti-Hero Nike Dunk High, which I thought was cool. It just wasn't me. I would have been happy to have them as well, with the history behind them, having the two brand collab. But when I saw the blazer and I saw the colorway, I was like, oh, that's cool. And it has all this cool history, which I think I got right. None of this is fact checked, just me spilling the beans. So if Uncle Kent, if you hear something, you're like, that's not right, or one of Uncle Kent's friends or someone's like, that's not right, then tell me, and I will correct it and apologize. All right, that does it for my first episode of my podcast. Hope you liked it. Thanks for listening. I would end with like music or a jingle, but I don't know what's copyrighted, so I don't know what I can use and what I can't. So instead of music, I'm going to read aloud the Nike guarantee, because I think that'd be really, really funny. Nike sports shoes are manufactured to the exact specifications of champion athletes throughout the world. The Nike name and swoosh logo are your guarantee of quality.